Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. Good to have everybody here on your lunch hour. Appreciate you guys listening while you can before you have to go back to work. Coming up at 12:15, Dead Guy in the Envelope. You try to solve who the dead celebrity is. His name is in the envelope. We'll give you clues, and then you guys figure it out to win the prize from the Bone Prize Stash. But meanwhile, we have to compare a woman to... Is it Monica's mom?
No,
are you comparing?
Monica,
or we don't really have to compare.
Monica, it's got nothing to do with Monica's mom. Monica's mom wouldn't be this giving. I just think in this case, the giving is just a little bit... So this mom has cancer, and for whatever reason, you know, she wants her daughter to meet a guy. You know, she wants her daughter to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old the daughter is. The mom is 61,
mm-hmm.
So the daughter's got to be, she's 30. Okay, she's 30 years old. And the mom bought a billboard in Times Square. A big-ass billboard. I'm not talking about one of those on the side streets. I'm talking about right in Times Square. It says, date my daughter. And then it's got what looks like a Polaroid of the daughter. And on the bottom, and the daughter's name is Molly. The mom's name is Beth.
A Polaroid. Is she clothed?
No, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's so weird.
It's the way they put, not a real Polaroid, but it's like, it's a photo of the kid, but it's got a big white bottom on the thing. You know, it's like,
yeah,
looks like it's framed like a Polaroid, but it's a photo.
Yeah. Weird.
And on the bottom, it says, I'm Molly's wingman and her mom.
That's why I beg your pardon.
You said wingman before it made me think of this story. And mm-hmm. I'm saying to myself, I don't think there's anything more embarrassing a parent could be capable of.
I mean, your parent as a wingman is odd. I would never want my dad to be my wingman. Yeah.
You know,
date my daughter. That's horribly embarrassing. But is the daughter going along with it because her mom has cancer and she knows maybe she only has a year or two left and she knows, and so she'll go along with anything her mom is doing and she's smiling all the way, or is she an unwilling participant?
In a race to beat the clock, Beth Davis, who found her metastatic breast cancer has spread to her bones, created a dating profile for her daughter Molly, which is now on a billboard in Times Square, said the mom, I was to know she is in good hands. I mean, I guess she wants to know that she's in good hands. So the daughter's probably single right now, and the mother wants to know that the daughter's in good hands once she passes on.
How much does that cost?
I have no idea.
Quite an investment.
I have no
idea.
It's
like a big electronic billboard like you would see on New Year's Eve, right? So it could have been flashing in the background there. Who knows?
Yeah. And then I started thinking about, okay. You know, we should just hand the floor off to Monica when I ask this question. But it's like, okay, what is the most embarrassing thing you can think of that your mom or your parents have ever done? Like, first thing off the top of your head, go.
For me, it was the time that she, I don't know what, I think I told you, I don't know if she lost a bet or what. I don't know what the details are, but basically I was 16 years old and she made me, there was no question. She made me go on this date with this guy who was in my head super, super old. I think she's probably in his 30s or something, but I was 16.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah. And he took me to the movies and, you know, and we had, and he was trying to get all, and he had like a sports car that you just, even now I don't care about that crap. You know what I mean? But he was at me.
Right.
I have a sports car. Aren't you impressed? Look at it has this and that. And I'm just like, let's just get this over with.
Did your mother,
and you're 32,
attempt to traffic you as an underage kid?
Listen, that's a huge leap. I honestly, like I said, don't know why that happened to this day.
Let's think about what we've been talking about. This is Ghislaine Maxwell, right? Young girls, older dudes, right? I'm being serious.
Your mom's the OG Epstein.
I'm wondering, like, what mother in their right minds would be setting up their 16-year-old
to
go out with a 30-something-year-old dude? And that's unheard of.
It wasn't a choice. Like, it wasn't like, hey, would you like to date this? It was, you're doing this.
And that's what I'm saying.
It was so messed up.
That's
awful.
Do me a favor. Hold on to that one for your next shrink appointment. That one I need an answer on.
Do you think she owed this guy a favor?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but that's, I felt like she was like, if whatever they, I don't know what the agreement was or whatever, but I have a daughter and she's 16. If, you know, I'll, you can go out with her if I lose or what. I don't know if it was a bet. I have no idea. I truly don't know. But I that was the vibe that I got at the time that I have, you know, you need to do this. This is happening. You're going on this date. And we went
Who
and saw
else
movie.
Would know?
I don't,
who else would know about
I don't know. I who else would know? Maybe.
I mean, well, because I feel like, oh man, and listen, I'm not trying to, if this is digging up bad feelings, let me know. I'll shut it right down.
No, I didn't think anything bad at all until you start saying the word trafficking.
But if you think about it, it fits. It absolutely fits.
But what's the rest of the story, Monica? You went to the movies with this guy, and then what happened? Like, what did it seem like this guy expected?
He wanted to, like, hold my hand, and, like, he like he did, and I swear to you on everything holy, and I was too young to understand that this was a thing at the time. But he bought the big old thing of popcorn and put it in his lap. Like, and I didn't know at the time that, you know, I was too young to know that that was a thing. But looking back, I'm like, really, dude? That was your game with a 16-year-old? Come on.
There's a few kernels left. You want the last few kernels?
But here's the thing. Ew. What happened on the date doesn't matter. What happened was her mother handed her off to a 30-something-year-old man, handed her child daughter, 16, child.
Yeah, I get it.
Off to a man. I mean, that's the definition of.
Yeah, but we can get a clue as to what she said to the guy by how he behaved on the date. That's why I asked, like, what did she imply or say that Monica was there for? Well, she wasn't just there to go to dinner. They went to the movies, and he tried to hold her hand in her little two-seat sports car. Like, you know, and that was it, Monica? He dropped you off afterwards innocently, and that was it?
I escaped the car. Like, as soon as, like, it was just parking, and I was like, oh, the door was open, and I was out of there. I just didn't even want it. I was just like, God, it was over. It never dawns on me. I don't think of, well, first of all, I rarely, you said that, and it makes me think of it. But I don't realize exactly how wrong/weird these scenarios are until you guys tell me how wrong/weird it is. I'm like, wait a minute, but maybe it is.
Like, when I talk about my teenagers, my childhood things, and the things that we used to do, it wasn't until I started working at the Bone and telling these stories where I quickly realized the stuff that that wasn't just Americana. That wasn't just right up, like going out. Most teenagers weren't going out and drinking at 13 years old and flipping cars over.
No.
But to me, that was just another day. So I understand what you're talking about there. The reason I ask who else would know this, because I'd want to know why it happened.
Why?
There's a reason why
it's so
your
funny
mother
how-
forced you.
Sent you out with a 30-year-old dude at 16 years old.
It's funny because kind of you always like I am just like that was weird. I have no idea what happened and that was weird. And I don't need to know why. Like, who cares why? Like, I can't be. Listen, if I find out, it can't be anything good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so what's the point? Like, I don't have any desire to know why at all. It's just it happened. And that's what
I mean, honestly,
this is not about you.
Okay.
This is about
all right, I understand.
Besides trying to hold your hand, did he try to hold anything else?
I don't even know what that means, but
did he try to kiss you?
I didn't. We were watching a movie, so there was no, like, he didn't lean over or anything like that. And I just booked out of the car at the end of the whole thing, so he wouldn't. Like, I didn't want to stick around to see what he was going to try and do. So
a movie is the dumbest first date idea ever.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Absolutely right.
When you're a kid, maybe it's somebody you go to school with, you already know them a little bit. And that's one thing. But if you're actually going on a date to get to know somebody, then going to a movie is
dumb. Or you're nervous. If you're a kid, like when you're a kid and you're nervous a little bit, it's a good
date.
Distractor. Yeah, but when you're on an actual real adult date, 100%, it's a waste of time.
And he didn't try to put his arm around you in the movie?
No, he did put his arm around me in the movie. Yeah.
That's the level it went to.
Yeah, it was so great. It was just, ugh, like, what are you doing? And I remember thinking of him.
Where is this?
It's in Buffalo.
I can tell you this. Now the age of consent is 17. There's no way in hell it was 16 at that point.
Oh.
See what I'm getting at?
Yeah. I don't know.
Chris, on line two. What's going on, Chris?
It is all that bad, but I guess it is.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Monica, first of all, I am so sorry. Let me tell you, I got a degree in psychology, and it was when I started going through all those classes when I realized how awful my parents were and how abused I was. But as I'm listening to you, this is kind of more for Brett. If you've ever heard the Reba McEntire song Fancy, this kind of plays out exactly like that song.
I know that song. But she's whoring her out. But like she's like go make some money.
Exactly.
Well,
admit it. You just said it out loud. That's exactly what your mom did to you, honey.
No.
Sorry.
No. Yeah. I wasn't expecting.
You don't know. Hold on a second. You don't know that he didn't pay her.
I think
he paid her.
You don't know that he didn't.
Ew.
Well, he got his money back. Because you dove out of that car.
I mean, I'm not saying it happened, Monica. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, and maybe I'm just watching too many, you know, Maxwell,
right?
Epstein,
yeah.
You know, maybe. I mean, that's quite possible. But, I mean, this just stinks of it.
So you're telling me that you're not going to set your daughter up on a date with a 30-year-old, or not set her up, make her go on a date with a 30-year-old in a year or so?
Not
happening.
If my... No. And if my daughter says, this is my new boyfriend, No.
Authority. And it's worse for you, though, because you know people. So this person ain't skating by. Like, they'll be found somewhere. Yeah, the bottom line is, I didn't realize how weird it was. I honestly just thought it was so gross. And I remember thinking how old that the dude was. And really, he was so young. But I remember thinking of just being so old and just being like, get me out of here. And never to this day knowing why.
Apparently, the age of consent, or when you were out in New York, was 18.
Yeah.
It's now become 17 since 2007.
I was the crap out of there by 18, though. I wasn't sticking around.
Mm-hmm. Right. You were 16 at the time.
Yeah.
So clearly not.
Wow.
If it was the 1880s, the age of consent was 10, by the way.
10?
I'm looking at this. I can't even believe what I'm reading.
But wait a minute. But that was back in the day
states.
When people got married when they were like 13 and 14.
Right, because they didn't live as long.
Yeah.
So like 10 or 12 was like the normal, in quotes, age of consent. Except in Delaware, it was 7. Are you serious?
Hey, while you're looking things up, look and see if 12 was the age in Iowa when my grandma... Oh, no, she was 15. That's right. She was 15, so 14. I don't know. 14 is the age of consent there.
Yeah. Iowa was 16 when your grandma was around. That's what it says here. Yeah, after 1920 and before 2007.
Grandpa is going to the clink.
But Grandpa wasn't. He was the same age. Like, he was the same age. So I guess youth on youth action there.
Right.
Do they all have the same dad?
Yes.
Well, your aunts and uncles and all that stuff?
Yep.
Wow.
Grandma and Grandpa just cranked out the kids.
Wow.
As they all did, right?
Yep, exactly. That's how it was done.
Well, that's
just how
exactly
it was
right.
Done. And especially... You know, as Catholics, I don't believe in birth control, and it's going to happen.
Yeah. My own parents got married at 19 and 21.
So young.
So my mom had me when she was 21.
Now, what if your daughters
came
to you?
Your mom was older than your dad?
No.
Oh,
my dad was 21. My mom was 19 when they got married. 2 years later, she had me at 21.
Okay.
What if your daughter came to you at age 19 and said, I'm getting married? Like, doesn't it just seem like a baby to you? Like a young baby?
Yeah.
But then they don't think they are. They're just grown-ass adults, and they get to, you know.
Mm-hmm. And people now, the kids now know more than kids then who are more naive, you could say, right? But maybe they were more mature then? I don't know.
I feel like they were forced to grow up more back then. Like, my mom at 19 is different than a 19-year-old now because she had kids.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.